This is 89.9 WWNO. Yes, we're headed for another art-filled week. Are you making plans or do you need some ideas? Well, you've come to the right place. Whether you're in the mood for a party with a purpose, a musical showcase of local talent, or a spiritual ceremony in Congo Square, it's all in the mixed media. Come along as we go inside the arts. Hi, I'm your host, Diane Mack. The Party with a Purpose Essence Festival, presented by Coca-Cola, kicks off its 25th anniversary in the Crescent City with a stellar lineup of musicians and empowering speakers, including former First Lady Michelle Obama. Essence Entertainment Editor Corey Murray is here with all the details. Welcome to Inside the Arts.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here with you, Diane.
And congratulations on your silver anniversary. Tell us, how will you celebrate this milestone?
Well, you know that adage everyone says, go big or go home? Well, we decided to go big and bigger and bigger. We really wanted to blanket the city. We wanted to have pop-up experiences for our festival goers so that you could experience things outside of the Superdome and outside of the convention center. So we're going to have a wellness house. It's ticketed, but it's where we're going to talk about fitness, wellness, self-care, intimate conversations, but also VIP treatment. So you're going to get that mani-pedi. It's like a mini convention center experience at the Wellness House. We're having a fashion house, we're having a global economic forum, and then we're also with something I'm really excited about is our Essence After Dark series, which will be essentially music performances, but things that kick off at 10 and go till 2 a.m. at Republic NOLA. And that's really a chance to have a younger generation come out and experience the festival, newer artists, rising artists to come through and perform.
And the festival reached out to former First Lady Michelle Obama. Describe the experience at Essence Magazine when she accepted the invitation.
I remember our PR team was like, we have another festival announcement on Thursday. And we're like, well, what is it? They're like, we can't tell you. It's just a festival announcement. And we were like, okay. And then for me to even be on my social media to see Essence come up and go, Michelle Obama. And I was like, I mean, when I tell you, Diane, they have kept that a secret. Like, they really, and I get it, you know, it's because you don't know. You don't know until you get that confirmation. But when Michelle Obama came through, I mean, everyone, true story. My mother came years ago, and now she's been taking care of my grandmother, so she can't really, you know, leave as much as she would like. So initially she said, I want to come for 25 years, but then she's like, you know, Co, I really can. You know, big mom, we got to take care of her. Literally, that day we announced, she called me and said, you didn't tell me Michelle Obama was going to be there. I said, Mom, I didn't know. And she said, I'm going to figure this out. And she had such a determination in her voice. And she's figuring it out. Like, we were trying to think, like, what family member could come and sit with my big mama while my mother comes down to hear Michelle Obama at Essence Fest.
And she's going to be making an appearance at the Superdome.
At the Superdome, because we really wanted her to speak to the biggest audience we have.
And she's going to be discussing the memoir, Becoming?
Discussing the memoir, but also the political climate right now. You know, maybe her thoughts on who's running, what should we looking for. But I think she's going to touch on several different things.
What is the draw to our city?
To bring our magazine to life here, it just feels like it's the perfect marriage of your culture, our culture, and bringing it together and just making it even richer. So I think that's why we have loved being here so long.
Tell me, what's been the economic impact of the festival over the past 24 years?
When you want to put a number on it, it's around $4 billion. And it's something we're really proud of.
What are some of the hot-button issues facing the Black community today, and how will they be addressed at the festival?
One thing we're doing in the Wellness House is definitely talk about the health disparities that still just really plague our community, especially when it comes to infant mortality. The fact that so many Black women still die during childbirth, that's something we're going to talk about. Also, we're talking essentially going back to giving back, like how can we continue to be advocates for our own self? Black dads. That's one of the panels that we're going to be having to really celebrate Black fatherhood.
Now, who are some of the other speakers? And this is taking place at the convention center.
Yes.
As it always has, but also in these new venues,
yes.
One being the Wellness House.
We have Terry Crews, Reverend Al Sharpton, Mickey Taylor, Jamil Hill, MC Light, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Mayor Sharon Weston Broome. Speaking of mayors, we're having a Black Women's Mayor panel. They're having a really epic moment right now, including your own mayor, Mayor Cantrell. So she's also going to be speaking, but also Mayor Lovely Warren, Mayor and Karen Weaver, Ayanna Van Zandt. Those are just some people I know about right now who are confirmed. And we're still in the midst of confirming people as people develop their schedules.
As we move from the convention center to the Superdome, who are some of the musical headliners this year?
Missy Elliott is going to be closing out Friday night. Also on that night, Morris Day, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. They're now called themselves RBM. Saturday is the Mary J. Blige curation, but that's also the night Michelle Obama is speaking, so she will come before Mary J. Blige. And Sunday night, we close it out with a tribute to Frankie Beverly. I love immensely Frankie Beverly, so to have someone like Anthony Hamilton, P.J. Morton come out and pay tribute to him is going to be really special.
This sounds like it's going to be a homecoming event for a lot of artists.
A lot of artists. And another thing that we're doing is, because it's our 25th anniversary, also celebrating the 25th anniversary of other artists like Nas, Illmatic. He's performing on Saturday night. Mary J. Blige is 25 years of my life. And also on board is Common. While he won't be performing on stage, he will be talking about his memoir, Let Love Have the Last Word.
Now, as the festival expands, what is the best way to get around and to keep informed about the various activities and happenings?
The digital team has been working really hard, putting in extra hours to make sure our Essence Festival app will be giving information in real time. So that's something to look forward to launching probably the week of Essence Fest.
Wow, you have got so much going on in just a short amount of time.
Yes, the biggest goal was that we really wanted to say thank you to New Orleans. Thank you to our festival goers, those people who have really been with us and who are committed to what we are celebrating, which is essentially community, commerce, and culture. Those are our big three pillars that we have, and we really wanted to highlight that. And really, again, just going back to saying thank you for being a big support for us.
Essence Entertainment Editor Corey Murray, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Essence Festival, presented by Coca-Cola, marks its 25th anniversary, July 4th through 7th in the Crescent City. More info is online at essence.com/festival. And the winners are Don, Vegas Cola Band, Drea Marie, and Casme. The New Orleans Music Showcase is sending not one but four local musicians to perform live on stage at the 25th anniversary Essence Festival. The showcase is co-sponsored by the New Orleans Multicultural Tourism Network and is produced and created by Glenda McKinley, who joins us with showcase winner Casme. Welcome to Inside the Arts.
Hi, welcome.
And a big congratulations to both of you. This was your brainchild, Glenda. How did you come up with the idea and bring it to life?
It was just a very natural fit. I represent both Essence Festival and the New Orleans tourism entities, specifically the Multicultural Tourism Network and the New Orleans Tourism Marketing Corporation. So it was a real opportunity to align an initiative. It seems like every year I'm approached by artists, musicians in the community, and they're always asking, how do we get a chance to perform at the Essence Festival? And because it was the 25th anniversary, we were all challenged to create really big ideas. And I thought it was a great opportunity to really showcase this amazing vault of talent that we have in New Orleans that's often underrecognized, and create a larger platform for them so that they can get the recognition that they really very much deserve.
How many entries did you receive?
We received over 60 submissions, all original music, no covers.
Were you overwhelmed when it came to paring them down?
I personally stepped back, and I did not even have a vote. No one on our teams had a vote, not even the sponsors. We really wanted that decision to be left up to the judges and the community. We opened up an online voting portal, so people in the community were able to vote on their favorite performers, and so we weighted it. A portion of it went to the panel of experts and then to the online community. That night, we really thought that we were going to be announcing one winner, and Corey Murray, who is the entertainment editor at Essence, says, I know you thought it was going to be one, but it's actually four. So now we have winners that will be performing at the Super Lounge in the Superdome, the Morial Convention Center Center Stage, and one winner will be performing at Armstrong in the Park.
Casme, tell us about your experience. You took second place. What was it like when you learned you had won a spot on the Essence stage?
I was so excited. I really have been praying for this opportunity. I dreamed of this moment as a little girl, and now I will be able to perform for Essence Festival. The whole process was amazing. A lot of the voting came from our friends and our family and our supporters and even people who had never heard our music before. We had people sending messages, I voted every day. Like, that feels really good, you know, to know that we have that type of support coming from our community and from people who have watched our struggles and watched our journey.
There were over 60,000 online votes, so that was very significant.
That's incredible.
That is incredible. That was phenomenal.
What was the winning song?
I submitted my song Funkadelic. It was written by myself, my partner JC. I met him in Nashville, and his partner Waves. And the song was basically about togetherness, and it was about bringing back that energy in music that we're missing. The 70s, when the music was talking about uniting and loving each other, kind of like those hippie days, you know, and it's all about peace, love, happiness. So this song really embodies that.
Let us hear it.
We ain't trying to hurt nobody. We just send hits of party. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We ain't trying to hurt nobody. We just send hits of party. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm feeling so funkadelic. Foot down on the pedal. And I'm not trying to let up. I just want to dance. Not too much in my pockets, but that's not gonna stop me. I ain't got no worries when I'm doing my thing. I'm just gonna dance the night away. I'm just gonna dance the night away. I'm just gonna dance the night away. 'Cause I'm feeling so funkadelic. Feeling so funkadelic. Yeah.
Wow. You have a beautiful voice.
And thank on the you. Spot early.
Like, wow. I didn't even do my mama today.
That's amazing, Cass. My goosebumps.
Thank you. Oh, y'all so sweet.
You cover a variety of musical genres. Mm-hmm. How would you describe your style?
I am a gumbo artist. And I tell people that I've been saying that at least for the last 5 years of my life, because I used to have a rock band when I lived in Nashville, Tennessee. I've done gospel, inspirational. I was Grammy considered in 2017 for the first gospel record that I actually put out. And it was more so like just a world healing message. You know, all of my songs have always been about inspiration and love and uplift. So I consider it gumbo because that roux is love, but that style and all the ingredients are literally a mixture of everything. Soul, blues, funk, jazz, all of that good stuff. So though I've traveled all over the world, ain't no place like home.
When did you know that music was your calling?
I started singing when I was 2 years old, I was told, from my mom. And I put it in one of my songs. Ever since I was 2 years old, my mama said my face had a glow. My daddy said I sang from my soul. And one day I'll touch hearts across the globe. Mm-hmm. So at 2 years old, I literally started singing, and I wrote my first song when I was in third grade.
Oh, my. Nice.
It was really beautiful. I was in a hospital, and I was looking around, and there were other children who were going through way worse situations than me. And I literally started writing. It was like a prayer, just asking God to heal the people around me and to heal me at the same time. So from that moment, I knew I had something special, and just following my heart and my passion opened up a lot of doors for me. God opened up a lot of doors, and I believe this is my season.
And in addition to singing, Cass May, you continue to give a lot back to the community.
I'm the oldest of 8 children, and I think that has played a major part in just how I like to nurture the people around me. And I have a really sensitive heart for at-risk youth and also young girls. So my mentoring program is centered towards young girls, at-risk young girls. I have about 49 in my program right now. We also have an after-school house. So during the school year, they can come to the house, a safe place, to do homework and to eat a meal. Sometimes I'll ask people to donate food. It's not a nonprofit yet. I just do it from my heart. I was also a part of Steve Harvey and Marjorie Harvey's mentoring program when I lived in Atlanta. I was one of their main mentors. And that gave me the structure and the inspiration to really get mine off the ground when I moved back home to New Orleans. My parents would take us when we were younger into different projects, and we would pray for people and we would bring them food. And I was a little girl watching this, and it's just been in my heart ever since. And so I continue to do the same thing. This is my first time performing at Essence, and I want people to really get the sense of who I am as a person.
That's beautiful. And Glenda, what does the future hold for the New Orleans Music Showcase?
We are excited about following our winners this year. They will reign for a whole year. We're in touch with the sponsors, and everybody's on board, and we're looking to be live in action next year. Second Annual New Orleans Music Showcase.
New Orleans Music Showcase creator and producer, Glenda McKinley, and Showcase winner, Cass May. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Cass May will perform at the 25th Anniversary Essence Festival on Sunday, July 7th, 4:20 p.m. Center Stage in the Morial Convention Center. You're listening to Inside the Arts on 89.9 WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. I'm Diane Mack. A spiritual healing will take place this weekend as the Yashe Cultural Arts Center presents its 19th annual Ma'afa commemoration. The annual gathering honors ancestors of the Middle Passage, also known as the transatlantic slave trade. Yashe spokesman and drummer Luther Gray is expecting hundreds of people will don white attire to answer the call of the drum in Congo Square. Luther, welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yashe is remembering a very dark time in our nation's history with this ceremony. And this year, 2019, connects some significant historical events. Connect the dots for us.
Yes, 2019 is very significant in terms of the African diaspora. 1619, some of the first slave ships arrived to Point Comfort, Virginia, that Jamestown. 100 years later, the first two slave ships arrived into the Gulf of Mexico from Benin, West Africa, and Africans were brought into Louisiana as well. We really are indebted to our ancestors, and we want to praise them and honor them and remember them as part of our Ma'afa commemoration this year.
Ma'afa, M-A-A-F-A, what does it mean?
It's a key Swahili word that means great tragedy. Middle Passage and the African slave trade from the West Africa and Central Africa to the Americas really was horrific, and it should be remembered so that it would never happen again in any shape, form, or fashion.
Now, do other cities around the country have a similar ceremony?
Yes, there are commemorations all over the country around the Ma'afa. A lot of them happen on Juneteenth Day. We coincide ours with the Presence of Essence Music Festival during the 4th of July weekend. I think the actual date in 1619 was August 25th. So I think a lot of commemorations on the East Coast are going to be on August 25th of this year.
How will you honor the ancestors of the Middle Passage?
We will honor our ancestors on Saturday morning, July 6th, beginning at 7 a.m. in Congo Square, located within Louis Armstrong Park. And we are so pleased to be bringing together people from not only around New Orleans, but around the world.
Describe the atmosphere, the experience of this early morning tribute.
It's 7 in the morning. It's cool. The sun is just coming up. People are gathering from all over the country to Congo Square, and the sound of drums meets and greets them as they approach. Followed by libations, where we reach out to our ancestors. It's like a family reunion of sorts. The vibration is just one of peace. And we're on sacred ground as well in Congo Square, the place where the homeless Indians arrived and began their corn harvest rituals 500 years ago, even before the arrival of the French or the Spanish. And it was a place that also was adopted by people of African descent, who on Sundays they were free to drum and dance and have marketplace, but some of the things they wanted to do they couldn't do inside the city. They had to get outside of the ramparts. So we're in truly sacred space, and we gather under the ancestral tree, with so many people come to the ancestor tree to pour libations and to pray to their ancestors on a daily basis. It's truly a Mecca and truly a sacred ground, really a power point on the whole planet Earth.
Now, another African word is introduced in this ceremony, and that is griot. What is a griot, and who is this year's grand griot?
In the African tradition, the griot is a storyteller. Typically, the griot would be a musician as well. They might play the balafone, they might play the kora, or they might be drummers. The griot would know the whole lineage of their people, and they would recite it through song. Oral historians was the way of Africa. Things weren't always written down, but they were carried on through griots. And so our griots in North America in the present time are people who are writers, are cultural artists, people who really carry our history and are able to share it and share it with our communities. And so this year, we are so honored to have Freddie Williams Evans, the author of Congo Square, African Roots of New Orleans, and also come Sunday, a young reader's guide to Congo Square, to be our grand griot. And she will be addressing the audience as well on that day. We're going to have performances by the Silhouette Dance Company and Fongo Lasibo. We will have performances by a spirit of Fayaya Black Indian traditions. And about 8:30 or so, we will leave Armstrong Park in Congo Square and begin our procession through Treme, through the French Quarter, into the Mississippi River, passing points of interest of African presence in Treme and also places that slave pens, auction blocks, and where the ships came in as well.
What is the significance of wearing white attire and drumming? What are the drums saying?
Drums are a weapon and an instrument of healing. So when the vibrations of the drums go out, it ignites the atmosphere. And of course, in the African tradition, drums talk. So when we drum for specific intention, that vibration is in the atmosphere. We drum it beginning at the mouth and all throughout the procession as well as a call to the community to wake up. But we're also putting this positive ancestral vibration into the air to honor our ancestors and to awaken our people for unity in our communities.
And the wearing of white?
Symbolically, wearing white is a sacred color that we would use for ceremonies. The Maafa is a ceremony on a grand scale, probably our biggest ceremony in New Orleans of this nature.
Why is it important that people take this journey with you?
We go back to our roots and really call on those ancestors who worked for free and often died so that they could pave a way for all the opportunities that are present for us today. But it's important to honor our ancestors because that gives us strength.
How are you hoping this remembrance will touch our lives today and moving forward?
We pray and we envision this ceremony to help broaden the vibration of peace and cooperation amongst our people.
Ashe spokesman and drummer Luther Gray, thanks so much.
Thank you, Diane.
The Ashe Cultural Arts Center presents its 19th annual Maafa commemoration Saturday, July 6th, beginning at 7 a.m. in Congo Square at Armstrong Park. That's our show for this week. Major support for Inside the Arts comes from the Hellas Foundation. Additional support comes from Christwood Retirement Community, the Contemporary Arts Center, and the New Orleans Opera Association. Our program is a production of WWNO and is archived at WWNO.org. I'll be back with more ideas for your artistic palette on Tuesdays at 1 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m., and a shortened edition on Thursday mornings at 8:45 when we'll go Inside the Arts. I'm Diane Mack.